Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
In eastern Washington state, fires took out nearly an entire small town, destroying 80% of the buildings in Malden. In southern Oregon, tens of thousands of people fled the city of Medford as fires approached. Of course, California is aflame, but at the same time, parts of Colorado, Wyoming, and Montana were covered in snow just hours after temperatures were in the 80s and 90s and then plunged below freezing yesterday. Paul Schlatter is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Boulder, Colorado. And Paul, in the past few days alone, we saw record-setting heat waves across parts of the West Coast and then these dramatic temperature drops, even snow. And we're understanding that they're connected?
Yeah, the interesting thing about weather patterns across the globe, especially where we all live in the United States, it's all connected. The flow patterns are all connected. So a couple of typhoons in the Western Pacific that were a little out of character forced a lot of really warm air up into the polar regions, and that has a downstream effect on the weather in the United States.
Well, you know, I've lived in Evergreen, Colorado. I don't think I ever saw temperatures drop from 90 to, 32. It's freezing in just 2 days. Have you?
In my lifetime, I've come close. But that was the third largest one-day drop ever. It was actually 61 degrees in a little less than 24 hours. It dropped in the Denver metro area.
Wow. Meanwhile, in Utah, winds so strong they toppled semi-trucks, took out power for more than 100,000 people, blew off the doors of a tennis club in Salt Lake. Is that related to the weather events you mentioned?
Yes, these are all connected to what we call an extratropical cyclone. It's just a fancy name for an extremely strong storm system, much out of character for early September, so much stronger than anything we typically see. And the flow out of the east was so strong into the Salt Lake City metro area, they had extremely strong winds out of the east. That's a downslope direction that did quite a bit of damage and took out a lot of power. And by the same token, in California and Oregon, the same easterly flow aloft, which is a little rare. I mean, normally things go west to east. But the flow got so strong, it made the fires accelerate really quickly towards the west and pushed all that smoke into the coastal regions of Washington, Oregon, and California.
Real quick, is there a link between these extreme weather events and climate change, or a link between the extreme weather in the West and the fires, which we know create weather systems?
It's hard to attribute a single event to climate change, like this really potent storm system that we have in the West, but certainly fires we can link to climate change in that droughts are more extreme, hot weather is more extreme. The fuels that drive the fire are just much drier in a warmed climate like we're seeing now. So, fire intensity, absolutely, that's something that we can attribute.
Yeah. And we know they're seeing, they had a smoky, incredible sunrise in San Francisco, the effect of the fire in Oregon. So there are these connections. But maybe these cooler temperatures might bring some relief to the fires in the few seconds we have?
In Colorado and Utah and Wyoming, yes, the cooler temperatures, but by the same token, it's still awfully hot in California and Oregon, so I don't see a whole lot of relief short-term for them.
Paul Schlatter, meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Boulder, Colorado. Wild weather out west. Paul, thank you.
Thank you for having me.